Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The new school year is underway, and elementary school students all over the state are learning about Michigan history. This year, teachers will have a new tool to introduce kids to stories written about the Mitten, and of course the UP as well. The Historical Society of Michigan is relaunching a history publication geared for younger students. It's a magazine called Michigan History for Kids. Joining us now to talk about it is Nancy Feldbusch. She's the communications director for the Historical Society of Michigan and the lead editor of Michigan History for Kids. Welcome, Nancy. And also with us, Amy Bradfield, assistant editor and the publication's education services manager. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
This is a revamped version of a publication that had previously existed until about 6 years ago. What did that magazine look like? Was it published by the state of Michigan?
It was published by the state of Michigan, not the Historical Society of Michigan.
Okay.
We're two different entities. And it was stories of Michigan, similar to ours, but it was not always geared toward the classroom. And so we've really tried to gear ours toward diversity of stories and make it so teachers can use it in the classroom as well.
It was a casualty, unfortunately. The previous publication was a casualty of just tight budgets, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Who's funding the project now?
Well, we have funding with the Kellogg Foundation and then the Historical Society of Michigan.
What's your target age range for the magazine?
It's third and fourth graders.
Okay.
That is where Michigan's history is taught in the schools.
And from both of you, talk to us about what you're trying to convey or to teach here. What's your editorial approach here to this magazine?
We're trying to really share the stories of Michigan from a variety of viewpoints. So not always the most famous stories or the stories everyone knows, but really looking at those diverse groups and looking at events through a racial equity lens to kind of really give a good, true picture of the history of Michigan for all the people of Michigan.
Tell us more about this racial equity lens. What does that mean?
We are trying to cover all Michigan's peoples, the history and heritage of everyone. So minority groups, women, we are trying to cover just to make sure that everyone is represented in the magazine. And so if a child of color picks up the magazine, they can relate to it. It's like, wow, here is a story about an African-American gentleman who owned a mineral bath in Mount Clemens. So they can really relate to the stories.
That sounds like an actual, that's an actual story.
Yes,
in the,
yes.
Okay, I figured that. It was a little too top of mind not to have been a story in the magazine. We're talking about the recent relaunch of Michigan History for Kids, a magazine published by the Historical Society of Michigan. Our guests are the two editors, the Society's Nancy Feldbusch and Amy Bradfield. You had one feature in the magazine called The Salty Mitten. Tell us about that.
The Salty Mitten was just kind of the story about the role that salt played in the state of Michigan, especially with Native Americans and then moving on to fur traders. And so we just kind of wanted to highlight, not only do we do history when we talk about the magazine, but we're pulling in natural resources, so science, we're pulling in geography, we're pulling in all of those different areas. So that kind of touched on a lot of those different things.
How different is the new the relaunched publication from the previous one? Really revisit a lot of your basic editorial ideas about what the magazine is?
I think the only thing that's common is the name. It is a completely different publication. It's really come into its own. Each issue is themed, so we can cover a different area of Michigan's history. Our most recent one was Learning Our ABCs, talking about schooling and learning in Michigan. Our next one due out is Michigan Goes to War, so that we can talk about a different aspect of Michigan's history. And the fact that we've made it align with the grade level content expectations from the schools, it really becomes a useful classroom tool as well.
Do you find that adults sneak a peek at Michigan History for Kids every now and then too?
We do. I know I can go from personal story. My uncle was reading it one time and he said, wow, I learned so much about Michigan just looking at this little magazine. So not only is it's written for third and fourth graders, but the interest level and the stories are for everyone.
That's the thing that jumps out at me, is that these are stories that anybody of any age is apt to find interesting.
And that's it. We have found some interest in it being a tool for English as a second language. So the stories are, they are adult content. It's interested, you know, in interesting stories for adults, but yet written at that lower level. So those are having a little struggle reading can read an interesting story that's not a kiddie story, mm-hmm. but yet written at a level that they can read.
Is this going to all, who gets the magazine? Does this go to elementary schools all across the state? Or?
We do have quite a few elementary schools that have subscribed to it. We sent out samples to a lot of schools just so they could see and hopefully get interest. But we also have individual subscriptions. So we have a lot of grandparents that are getting it for their grandchildren or parents. People who homeschool are purchasing it and using it when they're teaching their students, their children about Michigan. So really it's available for anyone.
How about topics other than really purely historical stories? Do you find yourself branching out from history, or does every article involve Michigan history?
A historical aspect. One of the stories we had was in our learning, our ABCs, was about a dance school that teaches Mexican dance. It was started by a 14-year-old boy in his garage, actually. But that's from the 1980s, but it has some historical significance that he started this school up just because he wanted to keep alive the Mexican dance.
We're talking about the recent relaunch of Michigan History for Kids, a magazine published by the Historical Society of Michigan. Our guests are the two editors, the Society's Nancy Feldbusch and Amy Bradfield. I beg your pardon. Who's on your research staff here? I mean, how do you know that you've got the most accurate or at least the most agreed upon historical facts and information?
Well, we're really trying to encourage authors that are from those diverse groups that we're covering. So, we have an author that is of Native American descent or African American authors. And we, of course, use their expertise and their input. And then we do our own research of making sure that we're, we can find the sources and that they're credited and that we're giving the accurate information that students need.
You've published a couple of editions as test issues. To whom did you send those?
We had a focus group from all over Michigan. We had about 40 teachers and in their classroom, so it reached about 1,400 children. And they used them in the classrooms and gave us feedback. The kids were just overjoyed about using the magazines. The teachers said they wanted to hurry through their lessons so they could get to the magazine. Mm-hmm.
How do you approach photography in the magazine? I mean, is there a lot of photographic content? I imagine that would appeal to a third and fourth grade.
We do. Images, photographs, historical photographs, as well as current photographs of a historical item. We use whatever we can to bring the subject to life.
How are you going to track the response to the magazine? I'm really curious about that. I mean, I'm always wondering how many people listen to our radio show. Where are they? How old are they? Are there more men? Are there more women? These kinds of questions go through my mind all the time as the host of this program. How are you going to know what works in the magazine, who's reading it, basically what works and maybe what doesn't work so well?
Well, we always encourage feedback. And at our website, michigankids.org, it's easy to go ahead and contact us and let us know what anyone's thinking about the magazine. But we are going to continue to work with those teachers that were our test teachers and then have now subscribed to the magazine and continue to get their input and make sure that we're on the right track and that we're still providing the material and the stories that students are interested in and that are relevant to what students need to learn.
Now, can the wider public maybe get a glimpse of it online?
Yes. On michigankids.org, we have sample content. So Someone can actually see what's in the magazine and what's on the website as well.
We've been talking about the new and improved Michigan History for Kids magazine published by the Historical Society of Michigan. The Society's Nancy Feldbusch and Amy Bradfield are co-editing the publication. Thanks for joining us today and good luck with the project.
Thank you for having us.